43-year-old man has been shot dead in a house in West Belfast. And when I said that in the introduction today, take this in. Three shootings in 4 days. The man has been named locally as 43-year-old Joe Riley. A murder investigation has been launched. Last Sunday, another man was shot several times in the leg in the same area. On Wednesday, a man was shot in Dungiven. The Irish news journalist Alison Morris with us this morning. Tell us about this murder, Alison.
Well, as we know, I think the gunman entered the house shortly after 8 o'clock last night and I believe shot this Joe Riley twice in the chest. As you said, it follows on from another shooting in Folglass just 2 streets away a few days ago, and there's definitely sort of signifies an upsurge in activity from dissident Republicans. As far as I'm aware, the victim, Joe Riley, would have been known to police, but I don't think he would have been of such a high profile that he would have been aware he was under such serious death threat from any strand of dissident Republicanism. So it's very early days in that respect yet.
And do we know if these men said anything when they entered the house, identified which group they belonged to? Are there any details around that at the moment?
I think they entered the house and they singled him out. There were other people in the house at the time before they shot him. There's no group has claimed it yet. The group that calls itself Old Grim O'Hearn claimed the shooting earlier on in the week, and they also issued a statement that was put through several doors, putting a death threat on another man, which is not Joe Riley. I don't believe that to be connected. I believe that to be a separate individual. We know we have two main dissident groupings. You have Oglin O'Hearn and you have the group that calls itself the new IRA. It seems pretty obvious that it's going to be one of those groups that will claim the shooting. The new IRA were responsible for the murder of Michael McGibbon earlier on in the year. And we also had another shooting of a guy, Conor McKee, just in January, at the start of this year. So you can see there's a pattern of people here not being targeted for paramilitary-style shootings, as we would know them and report on them quite often, where people are shot in the legs in some sort of punishment-style attack. You know, people are being targeted for murder or attempted murder.
And clearly one of the questions on the minds of just ordinary citizens, I guess, is how powerful is this group? Indeed, if this is a dissidence, and it probably is, how big are they? How powerful are they? How many weapons have they got? What's their capability?
The police groups are clearly well armed. We can see that by the attacks they've carried out. But there doesn't need to be great numbers of people in these organisations to murder or cause mayhem. It just needs a very small, very determined group of people to be able to carry out these type of attacks. You don't need hundreds and hundreds of members. You just need a sort of small tight cell of people who are determined and ruthless enough to do these sort of attacks. So I don't think it's the most numbers. What you can say is there's a pattern in the severity of these attacks. They're not just the type of attacks that would have been quite common during the Troubles. These are much more vicious. They're much more deadly. And it's people who are being shot with shotguns in the chest, or people who are being targeted for murder, rather than being shot in the legs. And as I said, there was a death threat issued to another man earlier on this week from the same group. So you can see that there's definitely an upsurge in activity.
Alison, thank you very much. SDLP MLA Alex Atwood with us today. An upsurge in activity. Yeah. We all want to be, well, the vast majority of us who have brain cells, Alex, want to be in a new, peaceful Northern Ireland. How concerned are you about this?
First of all, you just asked Alison there, how did ordinary people feel about these sort of things? And ordinary people today up in that area, I think in West Belfast, there's a real sense of shock that these attacks that Alison rightly identifies have been escalating, has escalated to the point of murder. But as Alison also points out, these are a very, very small number of people who do have access to weapons. And consequently, they can cause a lot of great harm, including the murder of an individual last night. But the thing that struck me most, Stephen, about last night was that up at the scene, there were dozens and dozens of teenagers and young people. And you and I are of a generation where, unfortunately, over the last 30 and 40 years, we've seen a lot of this. But this might have been the first time that that generation saw any of this. And what struck me was that we needed to send out a message today to everybody, including that generation, that those who did last night's worst represent nobody, and that our responsibility today is to stand in solidarity with the family, but also stand with the rule of law by giving information to the police. And the twin track of saying to these people, you do not represent me or us, we will face you down, we will pass on information that might lead to your identification, your arrest, your prosecution and your imprisonment. That twin track around all around a culture of lawfulness is the way we got through this before, and it's the way that these small people will not get away with this now.
Small people, but how big a group? See, this is what I want to know. I want to know if this is a small group, essentially, of head cases, or if this is a large group of people who, and what is their capability?
It's for the police, based upon their intelligence and information, to more properly and fully answer that question. It's not really a question that politicians have the range and depth of knowledge to answer, save to say this. I am absolutely certain, Stephen, that the numbers involved are very small, but the harm that they can cause is very real. So whether it is a dozen or 12 dozen, and I don't think we're talking very significant numbers, because of what they have done over the last 10 days in Dungiven, in Belfast earlier last week and now last night, and given other media speculation of other individuals who may be at risk, I think people need to say, right, this is the time to confront this in the best way possible.
How do you confront them?
So first of all, you stand in solidarity with the family. Secondly, you say to people, including younger generations, we lived with this. We didn't want it before. We don't want it now. Stay clear of it.
But
and
Alex,
thirdly, do everything that we need to do in respect to the rule of law.
But the first two aspects you've suggested there, of course it's the right thing for a politician like you to say, but they are just words. So those are words against men with guns who shoot you in the head.
If you look at our history, Stephen, it's been the power of words and argument and persuasion and standing for democratic norms and the rule of law. That's what got our society through the worst of 30 and 40 years. So don't diminish or degrade the power of today saying to people, that does not represent us, because the power of those words before made sure that our society, in very traumatic circumstances, didn't tip into an even worse conflict than the one that others impose upon us. So I don't agree with you that it's just words, because words are our power in a circumstance like this, but then our actions, including giving information to the police. I'll give you another example, Stephen. Yesterday at Stormont, the Justice Committee heard from DOJ justice officials about the various interventions further through the three-panel report on paramilitarism. If there was ever a day when that work needs to be done quickly and upgraded, this is the day. So that in a multi-layered way, working through our schools, our churches, our sporting organisations, our community organisations, as well as the institutions of the state, we say we are going to knock these people back in all their expressions, whether it is organised crime and criminality in terms of robberies and assets and use of property or use of guns. And that may sound, well, that's what politicians say on a day like this. Well, too right, that's what we say on a day like this, because that's the right strategy to deal with wrong.
Okay, Alex Atwood, thank you. Earlier I've been speaking, by the way, 030 30 80 55 55, if you do want to speak this morning on the programme. The Sinn Féin MLA, Jennifer McCann, has been giving me her reaction.
Well, obviously, first reaction, I'd like to send condolences and sympathy to Mr. Reilly's family. But, I mean, we were on the scene very, very shortly after the incident last night, and there's shock, but there's also a sense of concern in the community as well. Obviously, there were very distressing scenes as family members started to arrive. And really, you know, I think that most of the residents that we spent with, we spent a number of hours in the area last night, and I was up this morning again, are just very, very shocked, but very, very concerned that an armed gang can come in and kill someone in this way.
And it's the third shooting in 1 week.
Yes, and I don't know if they're connected. At the moment, I've been speaking to the PSNI this morning again, and there's a lot of rumour and there's a lot of speculation. I don't want to go into that. But basically, it is concerning that this, and obviously more concerning, this man has died as a result of this shooting. We are hearing that he was actually singled out and he was shot in the chest, so it was obviously meant to kill him. So again, as I say, it appears that there is armed people who are bringing weapons like this out on the streets, very dangerous people. And people, you know, people are concerned for their children who live in the area. It's a very highly populated area, Poleglass, very tight-knit area. And these incidents are happening quite early in the evening as well. So people are very, very concerned.
What can we do about it?
Well, Stephen, the first thing that I would say to people, that if they have any information at all on any of these shootings, but particularly with Mr. Riley being killed last night, to pass that information on to the PSNI. And the reality is that these are armed gangs that are coming out onto the streets with weapons, and they need to be taken off the streets. So we need to help the police.
How?
Be able to. Well, we need to help the police to identify who they are and for to bring them through the courts and take them off the streets.
You start to then think, Jennifer, or certainly I do, how well equipped are these people? How embedded are they in the community? They can walk in and shoot people three times in a week?
Well, can I say that I know people, I know that area well, and the people in the Poleglass community are good law-abiding people, and they are good citizens. And I know, talking to them last night, they were horrified. They condemned this, and everybody that I spoke to condemned it in the fullest terms. We don't know who these people are, and these people need to come on to the like of your show, Stephen, and they need to give people the rationale and the reason why they're doing this. And there are a number of criminal gangs who are armed, we know that, and they're operating right across the island of Ireland. But in terms of Poleglass, the people of Poleglass totally condemn this, and there is no support in that community for actions of this type.
Are you confident that whoever has murdered this man, this 43-year-old man, named locally as Joe Riley, they'll be caught?
Well, I'm confident that people in the community will help to actually apprehend these people.
Are you? The people in the community will be terrified.
Well, people will, but I mean, people in the community know. We know that they know that, and we have the confidence that people will, if they know anything. If they're terrified of going to the PSNI, they can come to community or political representatives. We've said that before. And, you know, I totally understand where you're coming from. People are terrified. These people have guns. These people are prepared to use guns. They're prepared to kill people. But we need to send a clear message out that this type of armed action is not acceptable and that there is no support for people for this type of activity.
Jennifer, thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.